It was a quiet, peaceful evening. And nothing much went on. A little bit of talk in the airplane, but that's always normal on a mission. But then you get a quiet period. And we were, while we were going along there, I guess everybody was dreaming or something, because it was quiet. Gave us adequate time, of course, to make the turn. Now, we had just made the turn and rolled out in level flight when it seemed like somebody had grabbed a hold of my airplane and gave it a real hard shaking. Because this was the shock wave, it had come up. This was something that I was glad to feel, because it gave me a moment of relief. After all, having worked on that bomb for well over a year, you know, that 53 seconds time while I'm turning the airplane, I'm wondering, is it or is it not going to work? And of course, the shockwave hitting us was indication it hadn't worked. Therefore, I felt that success had been achieved. The day was clear when we dropped that bomb. It was a clear, sunshiny day, and visibility was unrestricted. So as we came back around, again facing the direction of Hiroshima, where we saw this cloud coming up. The cloud by this time, now 2 minutes, the cloud was up at our altitude. We were 33,000 feet at this time, and the cloud was up there and continued to go right on up in a boiling fashion. And it was rolling and boiling. The surface was nothing but Listen to autopilot fly that airplane. I went back and got some sleep for about the first time in 30 hours. And I was ready for it.